The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Time for Technology. The U.S. Geological Survey says there have been 28 significant earthquakes worldwide so far this year. The latest was in Papua New Guinea earlier this month. But now, as Faith Lapidus tells us, scientists at UCLA are working on a data-driven approach to help cities at risk bounce back from an earthquake.
Like most tall buildings in downtown Los Angeles, this 33-story high-rise is wired up with earthquake monitoring sensors. Those instruments are often tucked away where you wouldn't even think to look for them.
Well, the big one we all know is going to come. And in Southern California, there's an expectation that it's overdue.
With support from the National Science Foundation, UCLA structural engineers John Wallace and Henry Burton are exploring new ways to build resilience into urban clusters, dense cityscapes packed with tall buildings vulnerable to earthquakes, like downtown Los Angeles.
What I consider the 21st century challenge is being able to engineer earthquake-resilient communities. And by resilient, what we mean is in the event of a major earthquake, we're able to minimize the initial impact, adapt to any major changes that happen as a result of the earthquake, and recover in a timely manner.
Key to that is data. This is an accelerometer, the workhorse of the LA Earthquake Monitoring Network. It measures how much a building sways during seismic events. Thousands of them in tall buildings all over the city record data around the clock. But after an earthquake, analyzing that data is not high on the city's agenda. It's done in some buildings, but Wallace and Burton want to see a citywide rapid assessment process. They're using the data to verify and refine models that predict how tall buildings will respond to earthquakes. They say data from shake table tests like these can only get you so far. Their new models incorporate performance data from actual buildings.
Part of what models and systems we will be developing will be able to do is to serve to help guide these engineers in terms of looking for the hotspots.
Burton says the challenge to building more resilient urban centers is for engineers to think beyond the structural integrity of any single tall building to non-structural components like water and power, and how those can be protected from damage. They say their new methods could save lives and money beyond Los Angeles in other cities rocked by significant earthquakes. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.